Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Earlier today, Pittsburgh Police, Animal Control, Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh working together to remove nearly 40 animals from a home in Carrick. This developing story continues right now as we're joined by Dan Rossi, who is the CEO of Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. Dan, it is good to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
40 animals, it would seem to me that even in a facility as big as what yours is, would be a tax on what you've already got. I mean, there's only so much space where you can put things and only, you know, enough supplies for to add 40 to that seems like a big jump. What happens in a situation like this?
Yeah, we really had to do some quick thinking and moving animals around and getting some animals into foster to clear up some spaces. We actually had to divide this hoarding group. We moved the cats to our East End facility and the dogs to our North Side facility just to sort of balance out the care and the caging and all that as well. So a lot of work. Thank God, you know, our staff, our volunteers are able to jump up and really help with these type of situations and keep us moving along so that we can take care of these guys.
26 dogs altogether, a dozen cats is in this particular home. Dan, we hear about these stories from time to time. How often do you have any kind of lead advance that, hey, wait a second, this is coming? Or is this literally that you get a call from a police officer or from animal control and say, hey, we need your help?
Yeah. It's often very last minute like this. And many of the times we're able to go in, if it's not too bad, and manage, help that individual with the situation and pull animals in groups. So we might be able to take five this week, five the next week, and you know, even out that flow and help that situation. But this particular situation was really dire. It was just an unsanitary condition for these animals and the person in the home as well. So we really had no option but to pull them all at once.
So this wasn't a puppy mill that somebody was breeding or something like that. It sounds like it was more of a hoarding situation.
Yeah, exactly. Again, this person meant well. She did not purposely want to try and hurt these animals at all. In fact, they're all very socialized, of healthy weight for the most part. One of the dogs did have to be transferred to PDSEC for some respiratory issues. Another dog has an old eye injury, and we need to do inoculation and remove that eye today as well. But beyond that, overall, the animals are in good shape. It was reported that she was eating only bread herself and spending her money on pet food for these guys because she loved them so much.
Yeah, that's the thing that is hard for people to always comprehend, is it's not always that they're being abused, but sometimes it's just a matter that they still can't get the level of care that they need. Dan Rossi joining us, the CEO from Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. Again, a situation where they're taking in nearly 40 animals today from a home in Carrick. How close are you to being able to adopt some of these animals out? And, you know, is there any chance that they would go back to the owner, because she obviously did care about them? Can some go back to her, or not necessarily?
She gave up the right to the animals.
Okay.
So she signed them over to us.
Got it.
She wants them to have a better life, and she realizes that.
Okay, got it.
Again, we need to closely monitor these guys. They all need baths. They all need spay and neuters, vaccination, those type of things. but some of them may actually be available this weekend or early next week. There is a mother and puppy that will go into foster, and it'll be, you know, a month or so till those guys are available. But for the vast majority of them, they'll probably move fairly quickly.
When you have a big bubble, basically, that comes in all at the same time, in this case, 26 dogs, 12 cats. I mean, is everything just sort of first come, first serve? I mean, you're not able to hold things, right, because you're just trying to free up space and get them into good homes as quickly as possible?
Yeah, that's the big thing, is we really need to move these guys to open up cages again and, you know, help other animals in need out there.
Any issues as far as medications that they're going to need? I mean, what does that do as far as to your bottom line when you get so many at the same time? I mean, if you're dealing with, you know, vet techs, and you're dealing with spays and neuters, you're dealing with vaccines, does that end up putting a little bit of a stress on your budgets, or is this something that you plan for that's going to happen from time to time?
This definitely is a financial strain on us. Over time, again, people had to stay late to really help with these situations. We need to put additional people on staff, vets to help with spay neuter, things along those lines as well. So, you know, any donations when these things happen are very much appreciated as well.
If somebody's looking for a dog or for a cat, what's the best way to get in touch with HARP?
The best way is to watch our website and wait for them to come up. These animals are, the dogs are basically Pomeranian. So if you're looking for a little fluffy dog, this is the time to check out our website and think about adopting.
And that website is humaneanimalrescue.org/adopt is the best way to do that. And again, looking for forever families, and it's a way that you can help out those who have been helping out. Dan, I know you got a lot of things going on and a lot of mouths to feed right now, but thanks for making some time for us on KDKA.
Thank you. Take care.
You appreciate it. Dan Rossi, CEO of Humane Animal Rescue. Again, 38 animals taken from a Carrick home, and they're now at Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh and will soon be available for adoptions. 12 cats, 26 dogs in all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.